today we see the phenomenon of an imperial power structure that is creating its own nemesis. We're talking about the American imperial power structure. The structure of modern life depends on electronics. It depends on technology. Yet America is the number one nation in the world that is devising weapons and systems to destroy that technology. Let's take three examples. In late 2012, an experiment took place at the Boeing Corporation, which got a certain amount of publicity from Boeing's public relations department, but very little publicity in the regular media, which is the development of a non-nuclear EMP bomb. Now, what that means is that it is a bomb which can knock out all electronics. Now, let's think that one through. Suppose America is involved in another one of its imperial adventures, trying to shoot up local people, kill them, tell them to go along and enjoy the freedom that America is going to bring them after they conquer them. That's a questionable issue in itself. Now, if technology is reduced to zero, how does that work? Who benefits? Obviously, the local people. America's military technological edge disappears. But it's a lot worse than that, because if these weapons are used in a systematic manner, you will literally destroy modern society. See, an EMP bomb will knock out all electronics. Now, we're not talking about knocking out electronics for a day or so, no. We're talking about so thoroughly frying the electronic circuits that it could be about 4 years to replace them. So think about an EMP bomb going off, say, over Chicago, and Chicago having no electric power for 4 years. You're literally talking about mass starvation. Now, beyond that, an EMP bomb exploded from space, a larger one, could knock out a good part of the electronics all across the United States. Now, it doesn't stop there, because we now find out that the American National Security Agency is developing a system to break encryption for electronic commerce. Now, think that one through. If that ever gets outside of the geniuses at the NSA, who so far are so incompetent they can't even protect their own secrets, what if that happens? You will literally bring down the entire structure of internet commerce all around the world. You'll bring down the entire structure of the global financial markets. Might it not be suggested that perhaps it's not such a bright idea to develop such a weapon? But the paranoia and imperial hysteria in modern America fuels this sort of stuff. Yes, it does. It does. There's a mass hysteria inside America that fuels all this sort of stuff. Now, a further issue is the so-called brilliant idea of America to develop computer viruses to destroy businesses, such as the Stuxnet, which was put into the Iranian nuclear program. Again, who is more threatened by a computer virus, Iran or America? Well, obviously America. And idiotically, by sending Stuxnet to Iran, we've actually given the details of a sophisticated computer virus to another country. Has anybody ever thought about the idea that they might use it against us? Hey, how about that? Interesting idea. But you see, we live in a world of imperial megalomania and delusions in America, which goes from the right to the left. You have the neoconservative lunatics who engineered the fiasco in Iraq and are calling for more invasions of other countries, Syria. It's kind of a long list. It's not quite sure where all this ends. It probably doesn't end because these people are megalomaniacs. Then you have lunatics in the Democratic Party, such as Samantha Power and Susan Rice, who are promoting an imperial idea of U.S. conquest on the grounds that we're going to intervene to, and Hillary Clinton, don't forget her, who will create human rights by invading and killing people. Libya is a classic example. The problem is Libya today is a complete madhouse, and after the American invasion against a government run by an eccentric person Colonel Gaddafi, but a government that was very successful for the Libyan people. The Libyan people had a very good standard of living, relatively speaking, in terms of the developing world, and they had a significant level of women's rights. Now we have Islamic militias running a good part of Libya and the entire northern Sahara in chaos. So these people are people who are not well. They're suffering from lunatic delusions. And in the case of the new planned war with Syria, it shows that these people just aren't going to stop. They're like kind of mass murder serial killers. They're not going to stop. There's no limit to what they want to do in terms of invading and conquering other people. So you put all this together, it's not a pretty sight. And eventually, it's the tools, just part of the tools. We haven't even discussed the environmental insanity of American life, but it's part of the tools of a system that's virtually certain to self-destruct and collapse.